This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. While the pandemic has been a challenge for everyone in the U.S. ag sector as they attempt to keep feeding America and the world, the activists don't appear to have been overly impacted. Hannah Thompson-Weeman, vice president at the Animal Ag Alliance, says attacks on agriculture during the pandemic just keep on coming.
And sometimes that people will ask us, you know, has activism kind of gone away because of the pandemic and restrictions on travel and gathering? And maybe they're not hearing as much about it because there's so many other things going on in the world. But unfortunately, that is not the case.
Thompson-Weeman says it may have slowed some of us, but not the activists.
We have actually seen probably more instances of on-the-ground type activism in the past year and a half, despite restrictions on gatherings and travel, for a few different reasons.
Besides, Thompson-Weeman says, the fact that they have more time on their hands.
One is that activist groups feel that the pandemic is kind of a tipping point for them. It's a huge opportunity. A lot of things are changing. The world looks very different, and they want to kind of latch on to that sense of change to push their agenda.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the activists and what it means for animal agriculture.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.